Broadcasting live around the world at listener-supported East Tennessee's own WDVX, it is time for the We have a Saturday double blessing today. With us, our guest, Mount LeConte Jug Band from Spring City, Tennessee, and Tyler Alderson from Boston and North Carolina. He's so good, he comes from two places. So please, put your hands together. Welcome to the Blue Play Special, Tyler Alderson.
Thank you.
Well, the night that Patty Murphy died was a night I'll never forget. Some of the lads got loaded drunk and some ain't sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. And old Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play. Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner, pouring out her grief when Kelly and the gang rolled in the dirty, rotten thieves. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. And they put the bottle on the corpse to keep the liquor cold. And that's how they showed their respect to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. Oh, they said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink of the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. Around 2 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scamp scrawled upon the coffin lid, "Herein lies a tramp." They changed the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at 3:15, they argued it was 9. And then the gang got merry, they didn't care for prayer. Mrs. Murphy said she'd wait till all the gang were there. Of all the sights I've ever seen, it filled my heart with fear. Well, they took the ice off of the corpse and put it in the beer. And that's how they showed their respect to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. Oh, they said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink of the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. Well, someone hollered for the cops, they busted down the door. They knocked old Patty off his slab and laid him on the floor. And they jumped upon poor Patty's back and hit him on the head. But when they got the handcuffs, sure they found out he was dead. Well, Mrs. Murphy started and she battled with the cops. She chased them all out of the room, she chased them several blocks. A lovely time was had by all 18 in court were tried for having caused a riot on the night Pat Murphy died. And that's how they showed their respect to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. Oh, they said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink of the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. At 8 o'clock in the morning, the funeral left the house, and everyone but poor old Mrs. Murphy was out south. They stopped on the way to the churchyard at the old Red Door Saloon. They staggered in at 9 o'clock and didn't come out till noon. Then someone asked old Finnegan if anyone had died. "You know," says he, "I'm not quite sure. I just came for the ride." They made their way to the churchyard, all holy and sublime. But they found out when they got there that they left the corpse behind. And that's how they showed their respect to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. Oh, they said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink of the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. And every drink of the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died.
Thank you.
That was one from Ireland by way of Newfoundland up in the Great White North. And you're going to be logging some frequent flyer miles here. So we're gonna come down more to this area. And this is a blues song. This is a song, you know, I tend to ascribe to the folk music school of songwriting, which is to steal everything and take credit for as much of it as possible. So this is a song that I guess more cobbled together than wrote from a bunch of different sources. But it's a fun and exciting song, and I hope you enjoy it. It's called "Moon May Rise in Blood." Big shaggy hounds. I got 10 little puppies, got 12 big shaggy hounds. And it took all 22 dogs to run my good gal down. I'm going down to the river, gonna take me a rope and rock. I'm going down to the river, gonna take me a rope and rock.
On stage right now at the Blue Place Special, it's Tyler Alderson. Don't we have the best studio audiences right here? So, Tyler, are you from Boston originally?
Yes, I'm from a town called Harvard, Massachusetts, which has very little to do with the university, Harvard.
Harvard.
It's a nice area. It's got a lot more horses and cornfields and various livestock than I think Harvard University does.
That's not what I heard. That's okay, though. Thank you for being on the Blue Place Special today, man.
Well, thank you for having me.
Was there a particular artist you heard somewhere along the line when you were a kid that said, that lit that spark saying, I'm going to be a singer?
This probably isn't a very good answer, but Bob Dylan.
That's the perfect answer.
Well, it's a good answer. Some people might take issue with his vocal stylings, perhaps. But yeah, I think Bob Dylan, like many people, he I always liked singing, but he was the one who kind of inspired me to pick up the guitar and to pick up playing music. I knew how to play the harmonica already, so I had to get the rack to go along with the guitar to complete the folk singer ensemble.
Bob Dylan himself said when he saw Elvis Presley for the first time, he said, I'll never work a day in my life. He said it just like that, too. Well, thank you again for being here. How about some more from Tyler Alderson on the Blue Plate Special?
All right, thank you. Now, I've switched to the banjo. I started playing banjo after I started playing guitar, and there's something about this instrument, as I'm sure your listeners and the people here are aware. There's just something about it that's pretty special, and this is a song. It's an old song from the 1800s, but it pretty much summarizes my position on the banjo, and it goes a little something like this. Well, I like the old piano, I like the fiddle too. That guitar makes music awful sweet. But when I hear the banjo, my heart's so light and free. Yes, the banjo and the instrument for me. Well, let me hear the banjo, like that good old five-string melody. Well, it makes me feel so happy, my heart's so light and free. Yes, the banjo and the instrument for me. Banjo, they'd sit around me happy as can be. That's why the cute one liked me, and that's why she told me so. Yes, the banjo and the instrument for me. Well, let me hear the banjo, like that good old five-string melody. Well, it makes me feel so happy, my heart's light and free. Yes, the banjo and the instrument for me. Grandchildren by the score, I sit them all right across my knee. But I have to scooch them over just to make a little room, 'cause the banjo and the instrument for me. So let me hear the banjo, like that good old five-string melody. Well, it makes me feel so happy, my heart's so light and free. Yes, the banjo and the instrument for me. Well, let me hear the banjo, like that good old five-string melody. Well, it makes me feel so happy, my heart's so light and free. Yes, the banjo and the instrument for me. Yes, the banjo and the instrument for me. And that's, I think, how most banjo players say it. There's something about the acuity at the banjo and IQ that seem to be inversely related. And also number of teeth. Well, now we're going to go on over to the other edge of the state, down over to Memphis. This is a jug band song that was done by Gus Cannon, and like I said, in the true form of folk music, I've added a verse myself, and I've stolen another verse from some other guy, and put it together. So, because Gus Cannon only wrote one verse to this, so I thought it needed a little bit more. This is a song that was a big hit for him in terms of, I guess, jug band hits. So they were all clapping along to it when he was playing on the street and stuff. and it's called Bring It With You When You Come. Town smoking them nice cigars. I was waiting with my hand out, trying to catch an empty car. Said a freight train comes rolling by, my weight was all in vain. Back off, you dirty bum, and get yourself an next freight train. So if you want to be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. We'll lean around that little town with your head chock full of rum. I can't go downtown, get a little sad. Now she's sitting on another man's lap. So if you want to be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. I was rolling free up to St. Louis. I had a couple of bills to spend. I took a few nights in Cairo, but I couldn't find a friend. Gin and women, they took my cash, so I had to go. Now I'm losing my mind on my last dime down at Cape Girardeau. So if you want to be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. Lean around that little town with your head chock full of rum. I can't go downtown, get a little sad. Now she's sitting on another man's lap. So if you want to be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. Well, down the track this morning, she did stroll. Had an accident, foot got caught in a hole. Truth, I die to touch that cold hand. I cry every time that southern makes its run. But now I'm gonna buy a Marlboro cigarettes and chew tobacco when I can. Trials and troubles are heavy for me. So if you wanna be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. Lean around that little town with your head chock full of rum. I can't go downtown, get a little sad. Now she's sitting on another man's lap. So if you wanna be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. Said if you wanna be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. Lean around that little town with your head chock full of rum. She's sitting on another man's lap. So if you want to be a little friend of mine, we'll bring it with you when you come. I just recorded an album that is on. I have it for sale now, and It's called Walk Around. It was recorded at the Rubber Room out in Chapel Hill, which is a great recording studio. Jerry Brown does a great job out there, and I want to thank him for doing that. But that is available. You can also go to my website, tyleraldersonmusic.com. The music is very important. If you go to tyleraldersonmusic.com, it's a tattoo artist of the same name who lives in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I'm not making this up. So if you're ever headed to Canada and you want a tattoo, you go there. But tyleraldersonmusic.com is me. And no, I will not do a tattoo for you. You do not want me doing a tattoo for you. Well, I've had a good time in Knoxville. I this is my first time here, and I hope it's not my last time here. There are a lot of really great songs in the folk idiom about leaving There's, you know, leaving your home, leaving your family. Dying seems to be very popular. It seems like the great way to get a song sung about you is to kick off in a particularly memorable way. But there aren't a ton of songs about returning. And since I would love to come back, I figured I'd sing a song about returning. This one comes to us from the Outer Hebrides, the islands just off the coast of the Highlands of Scotland, and sort of roughly translated from a song that the fishermen used to sing. It's called the Mingalay Boat Song. Mingalay is one of the islands out there, and I'd like to sing it for you now. Leave your home, boys, let her go, boys, bring her head around into the weather. Leave your home, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to me. What care we how wide the Minch is? What care we for wind or weather? Turn her round, boys, every inch is sailing homeward to waves are waiting at the pierhead, looking seaward through the heather. Turn around, boys, then we'll anchor ere the sun sets on Mingalay. Leave your home, boys, let her go, boys, bring her head around into the weather. Leave your home, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Like I said, it's great to be here, and I hope to be back someday. Now, like I said, there's a lot of dying in folk music, and one of the best ways to get a song written about you in Irish folk music is to fight against the British and then die. So this is one of those unlucky, or I guess lucky guys, because he's got a song that we're still singing, you know, 200 or so years after. This is a song called Roddy McCorley.
Oh, see the Fleetfoot host of men who march with faces wan. From Farmstead and from Fisher's Cot along the banks of Barn, they come with vengeance in their eyes. Too late are they. But now young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. As up the narrow street he steps, so smiling, proud and young. Above the hemp rope on his neck, the golden ringlets clung. There's never a tear in his blue eyes, fearless and brave are they. But now young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. When last the narrow street he stepped, his shining pike in hand, behind him marched in grim array an earnest stalwart band. To Antrim town, to Antrim town, he led them to the fray. But now young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. There's never a one of all your dead more bravely fell in fray. And he who marches to his fate on Toon Bridge town today, true to the last, true to the last, he treads the upward way. But now young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today. But now young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Toon today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the proud, distinctive vocal stylings of Mr. Tyler Alderson on the Blue Plate Special today.